Your fever is high and the pressure to log in at work is too. But when you finally decide to take care of you, there's Instacart. Just because that one perfect coworker of yours is attending all meetings, camera on while she's sneezing, coughing and aching, doesn't mean you have to do the same. Take it from us. Trying to stay on top of things will only get you further behind. Instead, get everything from tissues and teas to cough suppressants and comforting soups delivered through Instacart in as fast as 30 minutes. If anyone needs anything, they can just redirect their questions to that one perfect coworker of yours.
Celebrate and save at Ashley's anniversary sale with Hot Buys, your choice of colors starting at just $3.99. Ashley Sleep mattresses starting at $2.50. Plus, receive a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases. And shop top mattress brands like Stearns & Foster, Tempur-Pedic, Purple, and Beautyrest Black with 60-month special financing only at Ashley. Subject to credit approval, no minimum purchase required. Minimum monthly payment, down payment, tax, and delivery may be required. See store for details.
What's the first thing you do if you'd had more time in the day? Take a nap? Read a book? Talk with a friend? When you know what's important to you, it's easier to fit it into your schedule. Therapy can help you figure that out. BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy that comes to you. Start the process in minutes and switch therapists anytime. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/grow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/grow.
Happy Almost Friday. And it's not just any Friday. It's Good Friday. We head into Easter weekend, capping Holy Week, regardless of religion or the faith that you may or may not adopt or follow or claim. It is a significant week for people all over the world. And so we go into a Good Friday. I actually am teaching my fourth and fifth graders on Friday afternoon. So my church has a Good Friday service. And then on Sunday, of course, Easter, churches get really busy. Lots of people going to church on Easter with families, big family gatherings that maybe don't go all the time. And so I know our church has added multiple services this weekend to accommodate what will be a major influx of people. And I asked my kiddos, not last weekend, the weekend before, whether or not they would all be dressed up. Because when I was a kid, it was a big deal. Either got a new dress or a new suit. My mom actually made different clothes for my brother and I. And so I have a couple photos of my brother and I on Easter when I was 4 and he was 3. I don't know if I'd ever share that photo publicly. I was 4. He was 3. I was white blonde. I mean, platinum blonde. And my little brother and I were dressed to the nines in our brand new clothes that my mom had made. Mine was a blue and white dress. It was frilly. It was puffy because I'm a girly girl. And my brother was wearing a rust colored suit. It was definitely something that looked like it came from the 60s. And it, which, you know, my my mom, that makes sense. Anyway, it was adorable. He was adorable. He had a little tie on. Oh my gosh, my 3-year-old brother. He was still shorter than me at the time. He's not shorter than me anymore. But it's one of my most cherished photos of my brother and I when we were kids. And it's really cute because it's the date is written on it and it's from Easter when we were little. And my mom always reminds me she made those clothes. So I asked my kiddos a couple of weeks ago if they would be wearing new clothes. And a few of them raised their hands and said they actually had a new outfit for Easter. So we'll see how they all look decked out on Sunday morning. But yeah, it's a lot of extra services. I know it's the case for many churches across the country. So I wish you a happy Easter weekend. If you're with family or friends or you've got special plans, I hope that you enjoy it. And I hope that the sunshine and the joy are glorious on Easter Sunday. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Certainly an incredibly busy weekend in sports. Not only do we have both the men's and women's NCAA tournaments that are going full tilt toward the Final Four, And the women will start on Friday as the second round of men's games in the Sweet 16 also take place on Friday. But then it's the first full weekend of the baseball season. Obviously, we've got the late stages of NBA and NHL regular seasons. A bunch of teams clinching playoff spots in the NHL over these last couple days, including on Thursday evening. If I remember correctly, there were a half dozen teams, six different teams that could clinch playoff spots in hockey on Thursday. Three of them did. The Dallas Stars, the Florida Panthers, the Boston Bruins have all clinched playoff spots. And so the postseason, the Stanley Cup postseason, and obviously the NBA playoffs, they will get underway in just a few days, pretty early in April. We'll get into those very long extended playoff runs. Well, if you're lucky, your team is in it for 2 months. But it starts with the play-in tournaments in the NBA. And of course, the competition is fierce in the Western Conference specifically. So there's a lot going on. We're just a couple of weekends away from the Masters as well. And so it's everything all the time in this early spring and then going into April, which is the second busiest month of the year. Not to mention at the end of the month, the NFL draft, right? Because the NFL never goes away. It's After Hours on our Facebook page, on our YouTube channel. I know a lot of you have checked out our latest YouTube video. It's the video version of Ask Amy Walked Down the Aisle because you are both curious and nosy, and I do appreciate that you care. I take it as a compliment because it means that you care. A lot of you are finding me on social and are wishing me good luck in the half marathon on Saturday morning. Here's the thing. I don't really believe in luck, number one. Number two, oh goodness. If that's what it comes down to, luck, then I'm in trouble. It seems like every Saturday of the last, 2 months has been nothing but pouring down rain. Now, the forecast is for beautiful weather. The race should start with temps in the upper 40s. Sounds perfect. And then the temps should climb because I'm slow. It'll take me a couple of hours to finish this half marathon. Well, a couple of hours. It'll take me about 2:15 to 2:20. 2 hours and 20 minutes. I'd like to be under that. That's my goal. So I don't run fast. If I can do 10-minute miles, I'm pretty happy. But I always hit multiple walls, if you will, physical and mental walls. I had a training run on Monday that was probably my best training run in years. I felt really good. And I think a lot of it had to do with the fact that the temperatures were in the upper 40s and there was a stiff breeze blowing, but felt like I was running into it no matter which way I turned. But it, to be able to have those cooler temperatures for me are invigorating. So I'm hoping that the weather is the exact same on Saturday. And then it's a flat course for the most part. It's a relatively flat course. It's a wide open park in Queens, actually near the U.S. Open and Citi Field, which is where the Mets play, but also not that far from LaGuardia Airport. It's a huge park where there's lots of fields and there'll be people out playing soccer and baseball and also biking. That includes my husband. He's taking his bicycle over there so that he can ride around while I'm running. There'll be a lot of people. There's lots to look at. It's a relatively flat course, which makes me happy. And it doesn't start super early, so we don't even have to be there until 8:15, 8:30. Oh, free parking, another perk. All of these things are great. And so after the race is done, the incentive is this. Sometimes I do a hand-tossed pizza. I don't toss it. Someone else does. But I have it. And I pop it into the oven. But since the race is on a Saturday and I don't have to worry about being anywhere afterwards, don't have to work later in the day, I decided that it'd be more fun to go out so that we don't have to clean up. So we have planned to go to our favorite diner. I've already picked my meal. It's likely going to be a huge omelet. I'm a big fan of eggs and big, full omelet, veggies, meat, all that kind of stuff, as well as sweet potato fries. Of course, I love sweet potato fries and I will have earned them. But are you ready for this? Now, normally I would make this myself, but I decided it'd be more fun to go out and get it. Our favorite diner, like many diners, has a ginormous glass case full of homemade desserts. And my favorite pie is coconut cream. And they keep an amazing coconut cream pie in their glass case on display. And so I will be really excited to have a ginormous piece. I just said ginormous twice, but that's how I feel about it. A large piece of coconut cream pie and a very tall glass of milk. So that's the meal. I know many of you would probably pick something different, like, I don't know, pasta, carb load, maybe go with steak. What else? Oh, burger and fries. I wouldn't mind eating a burger, but I'm going to save most of my bingy calories afterwards for the huge piece of coconut cream pie. I might even tell him too, hey, I just ran a half marathon. Can you make that extra large piece of pie? So that's the victory meal. Not because I'm winning anything. I'm just winning by finishing. That's my entire goal for every half marathon is run the whole way and then you're golden. And this will be my eighth half marathon, all of them since 2016. I don't know what happened to me. One of my friends texted me that earlier this week. What is wrong with you? Well, that's a good question. So the half marathon, I scheduled it before I realized it was Easter weekend. So not great planning on my part, but the weather is going to be perfect. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. I know weather is often a factor in early season Major League Baseball because many of these stadiums are outside and that's how we like it, right? I love going to baseball parks in the summertime. Hopefully you don't have seats crowded all. Well, I mean, you like a full house because it makes for a better atmosphere. But if you're lucky and you're in the upper deck, maybe you can spread out and get suntan. You have ice cream and an upside down helmet for dinner. All of those things are amazing. And so I do love going to outdoor parks. I don't enjoy being in stadiums that have roofs, though I understand, for instance, in Houston that they need to have a roof over Minute Maid Park because of the climate and the humidity. In the dead of summer, same thing in the new, well, old ballpark at Arlington, new ballpark at Arlington. So I get it, but I prefer outdoor stadiums. I prefer ones that are out in the elements. And in the spring, the elements can be super sketchy, just really volatile, which is why games in New York and Philadelphia were both postponed. So Mets, Brewers, Phillies, Braves all have their opening day coming up on Friday, which is cool. You guys had to wait 24 hours, but it's nearly here. We certainly did have perfect weather in Los Angeles, where the Dodgers debuted Shohei Ohtani stateside, sandwiched in between one Mookie Betts and Freddie Freeman. So you've got three MVP candidates, well, all former MVPs, right there at the top of the lineup. Not to mention Will Smith, who just got paid by the Dodgers, their catcher who's batting cleanup, and then their brand new, I guess, ace. I'll use my air quotations. For now, he's the ace. He's the opening day starter. Tyler Glasnow on the mound, and it couldn't have gone much better against the St. Louis Cardinals.
First of the order, Mookie Betts swings at the first pitch from Michaelis and drives a ball deep to left and gone. Into the bullpen goes Mookie Betts, his second home run of the season. A solo home run makes it 3-0 Dodgers. Ohtani reaches for a second time, this time not thrown out on the base pass. Let's see how he works on the base pass. Freddie Freeman, first pitch swinging, high fly ball, center field, at the wall is Scott. It's gone! These MVPs are showing off and showing out in the home opener. A two-run tank from Freddie Freeman. 5-0 Dodgers.
Oh, yeah. If game one in L.A. is any indication, this lineup is dynamic.
They're pretty good.
They could all three end up competing for the MVP. No, I don't know. I'm being very hyperbolic. It's just the first game in L.A. But the three of them at the top of the lineup, this is the Dodgers' home debut, right? 5 hits, 4 walks, 4 RBI, and they each had a run scored. And the first 6 runs all came from those three dudes. So, all right, then. Freddie Freeman gets the benefit of watching first Mookie and then Shohei before he gets to the plate.
It's fun. 1 through 9, it's a pretty good lineup. So, but yeah, there's a lot of guys on base when I came up today. So hopefully we can keep that rolling.
On Sportsnet LA and the call before that on the Dodgers radio network, Tyler Glasnow is already smiling. He allows just 2 hits over 6 innings pitched, a single run to cross the plate by the Cardinals, and 5 strikeouts in his Dodger debut.
Scored a bunch of runs. It was awesome. Yeah, they're great, great lineup. Everyone's a hard out. It was awesome. It's great to be a starting pitcher behind a lineup like that.
I don't know if you saw the humorous moment, and I think Mookie Betts did talk about it. I'll have to see if I can find the quote. But Betts got on the base paths with a walk. So he started the game with a walk. And then Shohei Ohtani comes up behind him and doubles, except he expected that Mookie would try to score. So he gets caught between second and third base, waiting for Mookie Betts to move off third, which he didn't do. But then Mookie was able to score on Freddie Freeman's hit right after that. So I saw this interview with Mookie in which he said, I'm going to have to tell him, I don't run nearly as fast as you, so there's no way I'm attempting to score from first base on your double. And actually, he mentioned the dimensions of the ballpark as well. And that, of course, in the Angel Stadium, that's an easy triple, but it's not the case there at Dodger Stadium. So that was kind of a funny moment. They're figuring each other out. And Mookie just said multiple times, I am not that fast. I'm not running that fast, which is hysterical because, of course, he is awesome. Dodgers fans gave Shohei Ohtani a very warm welcome. He was greeted as though he is the conquering hero. I'm sure that he's thrilled to be playing baseball and not be answering questions about the theft, the deception, the investigation. I did see some quotes from Commissioner Rob Manfred in which he indicated they hope to have a quick investigation. They want the truth. So for now, that's on the back burner because they started the season. Shohei said something post-game about how he was the only one who couldn't homer, referring to the top of the lineup because both Mookie and Freddie Freeman had home runs. So the Dodgers are off to a positive start, though many of you don't really care what happens to Shohei. You just think this ensures Pete Rose will be in the Hall of Fame. The two things have nothing to do with each other. And yet, social media is always good for hot takes. What's your hot take?
Don't be stupid.
Right. This is what I think of that. Wait, hold on. It's a facepalm Friday. That's what I think of your hot take.
Ow!
Right. About Pete Rose. Should be in the Hall of Fame because of Shohei Ohtani. By the way, when I woke up on Thursday afternoon, producer Jay, this is mostly for you. I woke up on Thursday afternoon. The Hubs comes up to me and says, I love you dearly. I would never divorce you. But if you keep quoting the Warriors movie, if you keep saying that, we're going to have a problem.
Warriors!
To which I hoped you waited outside of his door or wherever room he was in waiting, chaining him to come out because that he's turned it down.
I actually did tell him he had to listen to the show because it was super funny. And he said that, I mean, he was laughing. He said that it was painful to listen to. And I was like, oh yeah, that's kind of the point. I knew nothing about the movie. The number of people who reached out to us on social and said that whole theme throughout yesterday's show had them cracking up. That was good. I'm glad you were laughing too because...
Come out to play!
Oh, no, I can't. I don't want to get in trouble with my husband. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. We are here to play. We are here to stay. Our phone number is 855-212-4227. On Twitter, A-Law Radio. Facebook, too. We're mixing in the baseball and the basketball. And it's a happy almost Friday to you here on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Yeah.
Here on After Hours, we like you as much as you like us.
Let's get started. Boom, boom, boom.
Hey, Amy, your show should be called Follow the Law, because everything you have said tonight, couldn't have said it better.
Hi, Amy, how are you? Big fan.
Good morning, Amy. My favorite talk show host, overwhelmingly.
Good morning, Amy. Love your show.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Hey, Law, what is up?
Nothing.
I love your show.
Thank you.
By the way, you're welcome.
Amy, thank you for taking my call. I really appreciate the work you do.
Hello, Amy. I just love your show. I've been listening for about 3 months, my first time calling in.
Awesome.
I love your enthusiasm and your whole staff. Y'all keep me laughing and smiling. I don't get sleepy.
That is the point.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence. 24 karat magic.
Happy Almost Friday. We are heading into Easter weekend, heading into the weekend. But I know a lot of people have Friday off. The Hubs could have Friday off. He chose to not have Friday off and to use that day off at another point. It's a floating holiday for his company. But yeah, a lot of people heading into New York City for what is a holiday weekend, since there was a ton of traffic as I was driving in. And I was listening to the games. Well, I finished listening to Alabama UNC, and then I was paying attention to Illinois, Iowa State. Gosh, the drive took longer than usual with all the traffic, and so I was thankful for Westwood One on our New York affiliate. I was listening, 101.9 The Fan, but also can catch it on Sirius XM. So this time of the year, we've got the best announcers in the business who are on the job. It's After Hours on our Facebook page. Also, our show Twitter is After Hours CBS. Or my Twitter. If you missed my conversation with Grant Nelson, the senior forward of Alabama, had a fantastic night, season high 24 points, along with a dozen rebounds and five big block shots against the Tar Heels. I'm sure we'll bring that back a little bit later in the show. So it's Clemson and it's Alabama who will do battle for a spot in the Final Four out of the West region. And then it's UConn and Illinois who will match up for the Final Four spot from the East region. And then coming up on Friday, we've got the other four games, the other four regional semifinals, and that includes NC State. And this is one of the best stories still remaining in the tournament, though I kind of feel like you can put Clemson in there as well. Their first Elite Eight since 1980, also out of the ACC. And so your two low seeds still remaining come from the ACC. So the Wolfpack of NC State, remember they won five games in 5 days to get to the tournament at all, because they had to earn the automatic bid. They were not going to get an at-large berth. So the Wolfpack win the automatic bid out of the ACC tournament and now have won two more games and have reached the Sweet 16. So that's awesome. Taking on Marquette from the Big East. Then you have a game that a lot of people are really excited about. Gonzaga, who's been torching opponents, against Purdue. And Purdue, the one seed that lost to the 16 a year ago, Zach Edey, this is his last ride. And so the Purdue Boilermakers, they're in Detroit, actually not that far. So you could imagine they'll have a bunch of fans that are there on hand for this game between the Zags and the Boilermakers. Then you've got another top seed in action, and that's Houston. Now, Houston, who is a grinder, a banger, wants to make every opponent look miserable on the offensive end, wants to play physical and tough and wear out opponents. So the Cougars, they survived. Remember last week, it was a game in overtime against Texas A&M, and the shot by, Anderson Garcia, a phenomenal shot at the buzzer to send that game into overtime for the Aggies, and then they lost to Houston in the extra period. So the Cougars had a close call to get to the Sweet 16 and will be taking on Duke, who's playing a lot better. This game in Dallas, so much closer to Houston territory. And then finally, you've got Creighton out of the Big East against the Tennessee Vols, Dawson Connect. That's a 2-3 matchup. Yeah, just the 11 and a 6 that are still standing. Everything else comes from the top 5 in the men's seeds. And the women's tournament gets back in action coming up on Friday as well. You've got a pair of number 1 seeds in action. That includes the Texas Longhorns playing Gonzaga. This is the women's side. You've also got NC State on the women's side still playing. So there you've got multiple schools with both their men's and women's teams alive. South Carolina takes on Indiana. So this is the undefeated South Carolina Gamecocks, Dawn Staley's team, and they're playing in one of the games in Albany to try to remain undefeated. And producer Jay, is that we're going to do that next segment or this segment? Jay tells me he's got some good audio from Dawn Staley. All right, we'll get to it at some other point. But yeah, she and the Gamecocks remember all too well falling short a year ago because they lost in the Final Four. And so the buzz around women's basketball is immense. I know a lot of it has to do with Caitlin Clark. This kind of interesting story. Now, remember, last night when we were here on the show, we threw out this idea that the Big Three had posed, really an invite to Caitlin Clark to play for their league to the tune of $5 million. So I don't know if you skip the WNBA. You might have to, though, because both play at the same time in the summer. I mean, the Big Three season is not nearly as long, but they do play in the summer as well. And the women's draft isn't even till the Final Four is done, right? So it's late April, I believe. Anyway, so Caitlin Clark gets this invite from the Big Three. $5 million come play for us this season. Corporate sponsors want in. She's bringing eyeballs to the TV. She and her Iowa Hawkeyes teammates have raised the profile of women's basketball. I mean, it was so cool to talk about that with Lisa Bluter, the head coach, last weekend following the selection show. Well, another day, another invite for Caitlin Clark. And this one, we know she is accepting. Even though the Hawkeyes are still playing for a national championship, Clark will take part in the Olympic training camp that's taking place in Cleveland in the two or three days before the Final Four. So Final Four is in Cleveland and the Olympic training camp. So USA Basketball has done this on purpose. They've made the camp there in Cleveland so that some of the players who are participating, some of the best players in the country who are still alive in the Final Four, can also take part in their training camp. Now, I don't know, if you're Lisa Bluter, would you prefer that your star player is not playing basketball on her off days? You're probably not doing a lot of hard practices in between, well, if they get to the Final Four, in between what would be a Monday finish to the regional final. Again, this is if the Hawkeyes win their game on Saturday and then also would end up playing on Monday. Likely not to be holding a bunch of contact practices between then and the start of the Final Four. They actually have a shorter work week because whereas the men, stick with me, I know this is convoluted, whereas the men start earlier in the first two rounds of the tournament, when they get to Final Four weekend, it's actually the women who begin first. So the Final Four is Friday, Sunday for the women, where it's Saturday, Monday for the men. Right, Marco? Marco's like,
I think you're right.
Marco's looking up and thinking really hard.
Well, I mean, I think you're right, but yes. It's like Thursday, Friday, the Saturday, the Monday. Yeah,
right.
I think you're right, but I'd have to look and double check that.
Well, I know the women's Final Four is 5 and 7 because my birthday's the 7th. So I know that because it's the women's championship. So the men play on the 6th and the 8th. I'm pretty sure the men's Final Four is always set up so it's Saturday and then Monday.
That I remember, yes.
Okay. So then my whole point in saying that is just that if the Iowa Hawkeyes get to the Final Four, they finish on Monday. And then they would turn around and have to be in Cleveland. Their Final Four game would be on Friday. So you're not talking about nearly as many days off. And then for her to also participate in the Olympic training camp, I think it's a great gesture by USA Basketball. I think it's really cool to be invited, but that's a bummer. Either she's not going to be able to do much, right? She'll just kind of hang out. They're going to be prepping, obviously, for their Final Four game, or it would mean the Hawkeyes lost, and then she can participate as much as she wants.
Well, that, yes.
It's one or the other.
Look, you can go. I mean, the idea that they would even make you go through a major practice, I find that difficult to believe.
She wouldn't be doing it anyway, I'm sure.
That's more of just, you know, getting used to the surroundings. We could talk about it. That's a lot of, you know, getting to know you more than it is a major practice. Plus, you got time for it anyway. So it wouldn't be that big of a deal if she's not really participating, if she's in the Final Four.
Right. But even to be around, I wonder how Iowa feels about it. But it is an honor. And she's been part of USA Basketball, some of the junior teams, mm-hmm. and the U19 team. So she's definitely a fixture, and they want her to be part of it. And I think it's cool that they put it in Cleveland, where you have access to some of the best players. The Final Fours are not just about the games. They're also conventions for coaches. They do honors. They do award shows. So all that kind of stuff. It really is kind of the mecca for college basketball for that weekend. So I suppose it's a catch-22. You really don't want to be able to participate because you want to actually still be alive for the championship, which is their goal.
Right, yeah. And like I said, the hope is that you're still alive and then you can go and hang.
Right.
That's
say hi to people.
That's what you want to do. You want to shake hands.
Yeah, you want to stay healthy. You don't want to be playing in that if you're still alive. So she's leading scorer, number one in assists and three-pointers in college hoops, and obviously bringing a ton of attention to the women's game. Nearly 5 million people tuned in to watch, this is on ESPN, tuned in to watch the Hawkeyes survive West Virginia last weekend. It was the most watched game on cable TV, so not on ABC or CBS, but the most watched tournament game on cable so far this run. And just the ratings are, they're skyrocketing for both the men's and the women's. It's kind of cool. I saw this earlier, and I did tweet it, but I wanted to actually share it here. And I won't go into all the numbers, only that this is what we know from Nielsen, who does TV ratings. And this is total time spent viewing in the 23-24 season. So again, won't go into numbers. I'll just tell you, total time spent viewing on the various networks that carry sports. Best college football season ever. Best NFL playoffs ever. Top Super Bowl ever in terms of people watching. Top college basketball regular season for both men and women combined. And the best ratings or time spent viewing for March Madness the first weekend, men and women combined. So even with kind of the mad dash to streaming, there's still so much that's available in terms of the sports world. And I think people do still really love to watch sports in real time as opposed to tape delay, which is why these numbers continue to grow. Best college football season, best NFL playoffs, best Super Bowl, best college basketball, regular season, and first weekend of March Madness for both men and women.
Nothing replaces live sports. Mm-mm. It's not the same. And again, you get into all the different aspects of fantasy and gambling. It's going to add for more viewers and more eyeballs, and live sports will always wind up on top. So whether streaming or whatever it is, there's a reason why everybody wants to get involved in live sports. It's because it brings eyeballs. No matter what, it'll constantly bring new, plus you already have the diehards there as well. It's different. We've got so many options now. So many options. Your phone, whatever it is that you want, whatever you want to watch, whatever you want to look at, whatever you want to play game, whatever you want to do. But nothing replaces live sports, and nothing is going to. It's just, that's the one thing that's universal that is still appointment television. Everything else we do at our convenience, not live sports.
Right, except for the news. And since we are in an election year, you'll see news numbers get really big this fall as well. But you're right. Live sports, they're completely different animal than what we watch in terms of entertainment, because almost everything else can be found on streaming, or people watch it by taping on DVR. Scripted shows.
Yeah.
Right. It's not, well, yeah, because we work at night. So
no, I mean, in general, just people, like everybody's schedule, you have to do whatever you got to do. So you watch things that you want to watch when you want to watch it. You don't have, it was different, you know, back when you had to catch it when it was on, otherwise you missed it. The only thing that you still have to do that with is live sports. That's the difference. Because as much as you want to say, well, I'll watch it. Like, no, you're not. You're not watching the game over. You want to watch it when it's happening, as it's happening, so you can react at the time and be part of it. It's different when it's a TV show. As much as you want to watch it when they're hot, You can avoid a few people. You can catch that tomorrow. You just can. You can't do that with live sports.
No, it's different. Plus the conversation. I mean, that's where social media comes in and how much fun it is to participate with other people as they're watching it too. And we know that many of you listen to our show on demand. So there's that element too. We enjoy that you can grab the show whenever you like. But I do laugh when people say to me, is your show live or taped? Well, all you got to do is listen. First of all, I make way too many mistakes for it to be live. I mean, whoops. I said that. See what I mean? There's a mistake right there. I made too many mistakes for it to be taped because I'm a perfectionist. So if it was a taped show, I would never leave these mistakes in. But that's a different thing. It's definitely live because we're here reacting in real time, and that's what we enjoy. But lots of you listen on podcasts too. All right, 855-212-4227. Coming up, just a brief sojourn into, or detour, if you will, a brief detour into the NBA. Draymond Green talking about his latest ejection, and also the Atlanta Hawks. I guess, if nothing else, they've got the Celtics number this year.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Now West looks to get it in. Still looking to get it in. Now he fakes, gets it in to DeJounte. Now it's down to 4-3. DeJounte in the middle. Shoots head of the key. Bang! And the Hawks are going to win this game in overtime. DeJounte Murray just shot it over Drew Holiday. And the Hawks take the lead. 123-122. Only 1/10 of a second left in the game. That's not enough time to do anything.
It's over.
That's not enough time to do anything. DeJounte Murray. Oh, my God. DeJounte Murray. 44 points. Hawks lead by a point. 123-122.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Well, it wasn't a 30-point comeback by the Atlanta Hawks against the Boston Celtics, but it was the game-winning shot for Murray in overtime. So it's their week against Boston. If you're the Celtics, it's not that you aren't trying. It's not that you don't care necessarily. It's more just the fact that these games mean a whole lot of nada. You're set already as the top seed in the East. You have a double-figure lead in the Eastern Conference standings. It's pretty outrageous. And probably what you most care about, again, I'm not saying you want to lose, but what you most care about is staying healthy and being energetic and poised and ready for a championship run. Again, that means not getting hurt. It means not doing anything crazy. Don't overtax yourself. Now, these are mostly 20-year-old guys, some in their 30s. They're world-class athletes, but you don't want to get hurt. And they've obviously gone through a long season. And so now that they've dropped these two games in a row to the Atlanta Hawks, one on a stunning 30-point collapse and then one on a game winner in OT, I suppose it's a really nice way for the Hawks to build some confidence. Now, they've won four in a row. They're sitting in the 10th spot right now in the Eastern Conference, which means they'd be the last team into the playoffs. They're five games below 500, right? So they're not scaring anyone. And they have a healthy lead over the Nets, who are a distant 11th. But yeah, if you get these two games against the Celtics, well, then maybe you go into the playoffs with some confidence, believing you might get into that main bracket.
That's the best team in the league. We competed, you know. We didn't use being tired or anything, a back-to-back as an excuse. We came out and competed. And these are the games I want to be a part of.
Yeah, a little bit of a playoff atmosphere for the Hawks anyway. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. For the Celtics, again, not that you want to lose. What we heard from Jason Tatum is that they bleeped up, you know, following that 30-point collapse. And he has 31 points in this one, but doesn't shoot great. Neither does Kristaps Porzingis. Really not a banner game for them, though they did put over 120 on the board. But it's mostly that feel of the late games, the late stretches in games that feel of allowing other teams to be able to track you down. Why do they struggle in games like this sometimes?
I think just, you know, like you said, execution, not settling. Sometimes I think we have settled or whatever, and we can get to the basket and things like that. But, you know, I think we'll be ready when it's time to come. We just got to make sure that we execute, we got our spacing, and then we're not settling because, you know, we're not leaving it to the officiating. You know, you get to your spot, go up and down, and live with those results.
Yeah, you can kind of settle right now because it's the last handful of games of the regular season. They don't mean a hill of beans for the Celtics. They mean a whole lot of nothing. And so to try to put yourself out there and generate intensity and generate this sense of urgency, right? It's not happening for the Celtics. And that makes sense to me. I mean, I understand why right now it's kind of hard to put yourself in that place where these games matter. Or, you know, for the Hawks, it's a playoff atmosphere. It's them fighting for their postseason lives, but it's not the case for the Celtics. Right now they've got, let's see, 73 games under their belts. So 9 left to go. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. We'll do more college hoops and some baseball, some really impressive opening day displays, and also an emotional scene in Baltimore, even before Corbin Burns got on the mound. But Draymond Green doing his podcast, his volume podcast, that's volume of words as well as the actual volume. And was he responding to Tari? We can't hear him responding to Tari Eason. Oh, okay. Jay's like shaking his head at me vociferously. Like, no, 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 no. So we're about to run up against the top of the hour. So, you know, I'll just have to tell you that the whole Warriors come out to play.
Warriors.
Oh, we have time for that, though. All right. So Draymond Green's got his volume podcast, and he is not only volume as in loud, but volume as in the number of words. And he did respond to both Tari Eason inviting the Warriors to come out to play now that they've won 10 in a row. I mean, that's pretty big deal for the Houston Rockets, but also his ejection from Wednesday night. So we'll get to it coming up next hour because I'm not efficient in my time management on this edition of the show. That's what I get for talking too long at the last segment. Running right through our break. Shame on me. I've only been doing this for 25 years, and still sometimes I run right through the stop sign. Thanks so much for hanging out with us. Happy almost Friday. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
Celebrate and save at Ashley's Anniversary Sale. With Hot Buys, your choice of colors starting at just $3.99. Ashley Sleep Mattresses starting at $2.50. Plus, receive a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases. And shop top mattress brands like Stearns & Foster, Tempur-Pedic, Purple, and Beautyrest Black with 60-month special financing only at Ashley. Subject to credit approval, no minimum purchase required. Minimum monthly payment, down payment, tax, and delivery may be required. See store for details.
What's the first thing you do if you'd had more time in the day? Take a nap? Read a book? Talk with a friend? When you know what's important to you, it's easier to fit it into your schedule. Therapy can help you figure that out. BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy that comes to you. Start the process in minutes and switch therapists anytime. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/grow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/grow.
Achoo. Bless you. Hey, have you tried Instacart for spring allergy relief? You can order decongestants, antihistamines, and more through Instacart from stores like CVS, Walgreens, and Costco, delivered in as fast as 1 hour. Because those red, watery eyes need relief now. Achoo. And that sneeze means you do not want to venture out into all that pollen. Achoo. And that's your cue to download the Instacart app and get free delivery on your first 3 orders. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.